95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Wednesday is nice. It's not close enough for me, but it's on the way. Can we just skip to Friday? Can we just do that?
It is semi-close, yeah.
I want to just skip to Friday.
Well, you can't skip because we have three more chances for the KLOS name game.
Well, sure, there's that. But, I mean, we did, at the beginning of the week, we skipped an hour or whatever. That was kind of nice.
Yeah, you mean the time change?
Yeah. So let's start skipping days.
You can't just do random time changes.
Why not?
Skip days.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, you know what? It's Wednesday. All right, it's Friday. Let's all go home.
Friday! Woo! Friday!
Now you got everybody's hopes up. Way to go, dude.
We're going to do the name game thing. Have you played that yet? Have you ever done the name game?
I have, yes.
We're going to do it this hour. We'll do it in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll do it in the 5 o'clock hour. Chance to win some cash. And give me 5 today is losing it.
Losing it?
Yeah, like going crazy. Like you're just losing your mind. So songs that make you crazy.
Okay.
About being crazy. Whatever.
So it doesn't have to have crazy in the title.
No.
Okay.
But right. It would help, I suppose. That would help.
Sure.
And I think we should just rehash some old stuff.
We're not going to play anything by Crazy Train. I'll just put that out there right now. As
wow,
a rule
I forgot
at the
about
beginning.
Crazy Train. Holy cow. So that's what's coming up, babies.
On 95.5 KLOS. And don't say babies. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is the latest thing from Dirty Honey. Nice little ballad for you from the L.A. band Dirty Honey. That is called Coming Home. I did some weird research today for another little project that I have going every morning. And I found out that in the U.S., 2% of the population are millionaires.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, isn't it?
2% of the U.S.
There are 5.3 million millionaires in this country alone.
Really?
5.3 million. So that's far more than the population
wow.
of Phoenix.
Wow.
And there are 770 billionaires in this country.
Wow, that's shocking.
Right?
770.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Right? So I thought we would talk about the 10 wealthiest cities. Now, this is around the world, not just here, but 10 wealthiest cities. And their millionaire population. So if you've got 5.3 million millionaires just here in the U.S., how many in the other cities around the world?
So wait, you're looking for cities with the most millionaires?
Yeah, all around the world, the whole damn planet.
Well, certainly one has to be New York City.
New York City?
Yes.
Get a rope. So you get 5 more guesses, and you need to get 4 more altogether.
3 more.
Three more altogether.
Yes, I'll keep score. Don't you worry about that with your pretty little head.
Aw, thank you, man.
Shanghai.
Shanghai is number 9 on our
is it really?
Hit parade.
Right.
And there's 127,200 millionaires just in Shanghai, and it's way down at number 9. So
interesting.
Fairly interesting.
You know, I would think...
Makes me jealous.
Moscow.
A lot, right?
But those seem to have, like, billionaires or whatever they are.
Oh, yeah,
oligarchs, whatever
they are. Or
so I'm gonna
Ozarks.
Guess they don't have a tremendous amount of millionaires.
I wanted to hit the little bell, but I don't know, man. You know, that's up to you. It's up to you. You and I would.
Or are you going to hit the bell?
I'm not
going to
say
Moscow?
One way or the other. Nope. I'm not going to say that was rude.
I think that's
try and lead you down Primrose.
I don't
Lane.
Think that's a thing.
I don't think you can afford Primrose Lane. Actually,
so. I'm going to say Singapore.
Singapore. Singapore is number 5. Check you out.
Look
you
at
a,
that.
You
three
have
for
a,
three.
A nose for millionaires.
Don't I?
You're able to sniff them out. It's like a truffle. You're like a truffle hog. You're like a hog.
I don't want to be known as a truffle hog.
Millionaires.
And I would guess L.A. has to be.
Los Angeles, California. And that means, my friend, you're getting closer to being one of those millionaires. You just won one American dollar.
With 4 guesses.
With 4 guesses, you could
thank you.
Buy yourself 3/4 of a Coke in our Coke machine. Because it's, what is it, $1.35 or something
yeah,
like
$1.
That now?
It's $1.25. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Number 10 is Sydney, Australia.
Sydney.
Yeah,
what have you thought of?
Sydney, what about the farewell drugs? 126,900 millionaires there. Shanghai, you got at 900. Beijing, 128,200 rather. Hong Kong is number 7 on the list. Here in lovely Los Angeles, we have 205,400 millionaires. which is a lot.
That is a crazy lot.
What are you guys doing out there? Give us some money. We'll take some money.
Although you do spend a lot of time, if you have to drive through this city
very often.
It's through neighborhoods where you go, who?
Yeah, what are you doing?
How are there so many people that own these houses?
Look at that mansion.
It's crazy.
Singapore is number 5. London is number 4.
London, of course.
The San Francisco Bay Area is number 3. Tokyo.
Wouldn't have thought.
Is number 2. And makes you got sense. New York City. That was number 1 with 340,000 millionaires in its population.
Let's play again so I can get a Coke.
Everybody now. Yeah. Million.
Five songs in a row with Kevin and Slogo.
Everything's nice and quiet these days. It's been very peaceful. There's nothing bananas going on. I thought it would be appropriate for us to do 5 songs about losing it. As in losing your mind. Going crazy. KLOS. Hey, rockin' good news, Los Angeles. If you haven't heard yet, about a half an hour ago, it was official. SAG-AFTRA has approved the latest deal, which means the strike will finally be ending technically tomorrow. So they have finally gotten to the table, sat down, came across everything that, you know, it's all good. So the strike ending officially tomorrow, which is very, very good news. We will have our own brother Mike from Variety in here hanging out with us tomorrow to talk about the strike and all the details of the deal that was just struck tonight. So congratulations and well done to everybody on the front line. We are doing Gimme 5. It is songs that about losing your mind, going crazy. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. What do you want to hear?
I'd love to hear Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne.
I would love to play it for you.
All right, solid. Thanks.
Gimme 5 today is all about losing it. Songs about being insane or crazy. Doesn't have that crazy in the title necessarily, but there's someone in Orange County who calls themselves G Unit 1111 on the tweet machine. Hey, I just saw, by the way, that Noodles from The Offspring follows you, G Unit 1111. That's very cool. And they suggested this one. Hey, once again, congratulations, SAG-AFTRA. The strike is officially ending tomorrow. A deal has been struck, and we're going to have Brudda Mike in here from Variety talking all about it. That'll be tomorrow. It is Gimme 5, and we've been doing songs that make you insane. And a fellow MST3K fan, Kirk, came up with a last-minute suggestion. I'm going to throw it in right after these exciting commercial messages. Fellow Misty MST3K fanatic, Kirk, suggested that one for our Losing It! Gimme 5, we were just doing a late injury, so I threw it on for you. Love that one from Lindsay Buckingham. Go insane. Dang it. Just now occurs to me. That would have been a perfect song for Gimme 5 today. Brain damage when we were doing songs about losing it. Oh, well.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The Goop Christmas list is out now.
I am really looking forward to getting a lot of these really nasty, nasty items from friends.
I would like you to get me the island.
Yeah, that's what I want. Mind. I've decided I do want the island.
Oh, you want it?
Yeah. So,
Man, I got to get something else now.
You get the vibrator. That's kind of nice.
Okay. We talked about a naked opera singer.
Oh, we're going to hire him. We're going to track him down. We're going to make him sing all our little jingles here.
One of those words is not great. And the name game is back tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
And I am off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have a chance for you to play the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Is this your room? Look at all these guitars.
This is Matt.
Matt?
Yeah. Did I get through?
You did. And you're caller 25.
Hey, no damn way. Grandma, I got through.
Did you just shout out Grandma?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's like, well, my case for being on the phone. I can't believe I got through. Holy moly.
Well, it might net you $1,800 for being on the phone today.
No way.
That's a possibility.
Okay, what are we going to do?
Well, we are looking for one of the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years. And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were dentist Barbie and palunatologist Barbie. What the hell's a palunatologist?
Holy shoot.
Those were incorrect. So what do you think it is for $1,800?
I don't know crap about Barbie.
Ask Grandma.
Yeah, Grandma, what do you want? I'll go with lifeguard.
Lifeguard Barbie. I don't know if I'd want a Barbie doll saving my life, but All right, checking with the official officials who are drunk out of their minds, and apparently... No, I'm sorry, that's not right.
Dang it.
At least you don't have to give any money to Grandma, right?
Yeah, I do, but that's beside the point.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for playing.
Hey, thank you so much.
You bet, dude. Take care, man.
Finally get through.
Give my love to Grandma.
I will.
Right on, man. And next hour, it'll be worth $1,900.
We have your shot to win if you're caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
We are minutes away from today's Gimme 5. It's all about losing it today. Losing your mind, that is. So be thinking along those lines. But right this second...
Jennifer?
Hi, Jennifer.
You are caller 25.
No way.
Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't lie to you. Well, I would lie to you, but not right now.
Okay.
Do you want to play our precious little name game?
Yes, I do.
Well, let's do it.
We're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
Okay.
And now let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were lifeguard Barbie and dentist Barbie, which are, you know, they're fine occupations, but that's not what we're looking for. Jennifer, what do you think it is for $1,900?
I think it's waste management, Barbie.
Is there really a waste management Barbie?
That's what I read.
Why do I love that so much? It's not what I would picture normally. Hold on, we're checking with the official files, which is this piece of paper. I'm sorry, that's not it.
Dang it.
Dang it. Shoot. Heck. But I like that one. Thank you for that one. That was beautiful, Jennifer.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So you bet. Sometime between now and 6 o'clock, it's going to be worth $2,000. Right now, are you paying attention? Are you ready? Let's play the name game. Be caller 25. If you're caller 25, you get to play for a grand total of $2,000. Good luck. Now...
this contestant, who are you?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Nicole, you have taken the first step into a larger world.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
You're caller 25.
Yay.
We got a little checkbook here, and we write your name and $2,000 on it if you successfully navigate the KLOS name game right now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years. Did you collect Barbies back in the day?
No, I didn't.
I did.
And the last couple of guesses were waste management Barbie and lifeguard Barbie. Those were incorrect. For $2,000, Nicole, what do you think it is?
Okay, is it Army Barbie?
Army Barbie. Wasn't that a movie? I want to say Goldie Hawn.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think I'm thinking of Private Benjamin. That's what I was thinking of. I guess that's wrong.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Nicole. Sorry, Goldie.
All right, thanks. Okay.
Army Barbie, incorrect, which means tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, the pot sits at $2,100. What were you doing on November 8th, 1971? That's the day in rock that Led Zeppelin released Led Zeppelin 4. George Harrison released the best of George Harrison on this day in rock in 1976 and the worst of George Harrison the very next day.